The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, we're coming to you from the annual NFL meetings in Phoenix at the Arizona Biltmore Hotel. Bill O'Brien, Bob McNair, Tanya Ganguly of ESPN.com, University of Texas Pro Day, and more. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Texans 360. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer. First time I've hosted in a few weeks. Have you missed me? Don't answer that. We're here at the beautiful Arizona Biltmore Hotel, site of this year's NFL annual meetings with the coaches, owners, and general managers. We had a chance to sort of recap how things have been going for the Texans this offseason with Tanya Ganguly of ESPN.com. With Tanya Ganguly here at the NFL meetings in Phoenix. And Tanya, how are you enjoying this experience?
I'm enjoying it. I always like coming out to the owners' meetings.
What about Bill O'Brien now? He's entering year number two. What are your reflections on year one and where we're headed from here overall?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's a year that a lot of people, they exceeded a lot of expectations, but I don't think they exceeded his expectations. So he's really trying to learn from last year and learn different things that he needs to do better. And he talked about that a little bit today. He talked about those some things that he needs to tighten up on and some things that he needs to get a little bit more loose with as far as understanding what players go through.
They re-signed Ryan Mallett. Not much of a surprise there, but they signed Brian Hoyer. Your level of surprise or your reaction in general?
Well, you know, I started to hear that that's what they wanted to do, and it was surprising at first when you heard it. But these are two guys that don't have a lot of track record. They didn't have, you know, you don't know a lot about what they're each of them are going to do, especially with Mallett, who really only had one game as a starter. So O'Brien has familiarity with both of these guys, and he's really keeping an open mind, which I think is the right way to go about it when you don't have an established star on your roster.
Is it fun for you covering this thing for ESPN to be able to cover a quarterback competition?
I mean, it'd be more stable to have the same guy for 10 years, you know, like in New England where they have Tom Brady and they never have to have a competition, but it makes it more interesting. I mean, you have more to talk about, you have more to learn about and find out about, so I mean, I'm looking forward to watching what these guys do.
All right, what about some of the other signings here, Raheem Moore and Vince Wilfork?
Yeah, well, with Wilfork especially, I mean, Raheem Moore is a guy that they talk a lot about. He'll be a good guy in the locker room. He's played in this defense. He adds something at the safety position. Wilfork, I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see. I think they're really counting on Wilfork to have a really positive impact on Lewis Nix. And, you know, at defensive tackle, there's no one you would want anyone to learn from more than Wilfork. He's had such a successful career. He knows this defense. And from everything I've heard, he really embraces the role of being a mentor, which is going to be a good situation for Nix.
Now, what about their re-signing of Kareem Jackson and Derek Newton?
I mean, those were two things that they wanted to do, that they set out to do. They were among, I mean, there was like a handful of guys that the Texans wanted back. They didn't get all of them, but Kareem Jackson and Derek Newton were two key guys. And I think when you have guys that have grown up in your organization, that were drafted and that struggled at first and really grew up and learned how to be better players, you have to keep those guys because you've put in all this work. You might as well reap the benefits.
What about in the draft? What are you thinking? I know it's maybe too early for predictions, but now that they've signed some guys, where do you think they're headed?
I've been saying this for the entire time we've been talking about the draft. It's a good year to get a receiver. It's a good year to get a good receiver, to get somebody that's going to be a big part of your future. With Andre Johnson departing, even before he departed, you had to have a succession plan. And this year, the draft is so deep at that position, I think it's a great year to get one.
That was a big story, and you working for ESPN, I know you covered that well. Surprised about Andre Johnson?
I think I was surprised at how it happened. I don't think I expected it to be quite like that. You know, him being asked to be released, the discussion about the 40 catches this season. I thought maybe they would work something out financially, something would get done. But, you know, I mean, it's not a surprise that the Texans wanted to move on, because that clearly was how they viewed Andre. I mean, they believe he's a great player, and he'll be one of the greatest ever play receiver, one of the greatest Texans ever. Mm-hmm. Right now, the greatest Texan ever. But there comes a time with every player when your team moves on in one way or another.
Let me ask you this. Doing what you do, what's it like to cover a guy like J.J. Watt?
You know, he makes our job really easy because he's very, you know, he's very willing to help. He's got great quotes. And he's, you know, he's a good player, and I'm not going to have to, you know, I don't have to worry about a lot of police blotter stuff with J.J. Watt. So, you know, it's it makes our job really easy to be covering a guy like JJ.
Thanks so much, Tanya. We'll see you back at NRG Park.
No problem.
Tanya Ganguly of ESPN.com. We'll see Coach Bill O'Brien a little bit later on in the show here at the Arizona Biltmore Hotel. And DP Sidhu catches up with new offensive line coach Mike Devlin. But first, the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com.
Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. In this March Madness edition, Ryan Mallett's slam dunk comes in at number five. Coming in at number four, look back at DeAndre Hopkins' basketball days at Clemson. At number three, we travel back to one of Jadeveon Clowney's high school basketball games. At number two, Brian Cushing dunks in hiking boots in this flashback. And coming in at number one, J.J. Watt's goal post dunk show. To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.